This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. Big weekend for lots of people. It feels like things are more than opening up. Life, dare I say it, back to normal for many Americans in some senses anyway. And one way you could tell is by the giant crowds that were out to watch the PGA Championship and to see history being made in South Carolina. Phil Mickelson becomes the oldest to win a major with that triumph at in South Carolina at 50 years old and 11 months and 7 days. I actually watched this, and what I thought was so compelling, not only the story about Phil Mickelson, but and the fact that, you know, he held on to that one shot lead in the end, but that here he is a few days away or a few weeks away from turning 51, but the crowds were so into it. They were cheering him on, screaming, and it was as though, yeah. It was as though life was back to normal through sports, because normally you would not have people on the course, and now you had full-on people on the course, not wearing masks in most cases, and cheering him on and walking the length of the course and surrounding the 18th green. So that was very, very cool. Congratulations to Phil Mickelson, lefty, but also for the fact that it shows us that, wow, COVID-19, a little bit more for many of us, a little bit more in the rear view mirror. So that, my friends, is a very, very, very good sign. There are other things that we can talk about that aren't so great that also happened heading into the weekend. And then there are, of course, things that are brewing, like what the Supreme Court's getting set to take up eventually, and what's going to happen with summer travel along the border, and what's going to happen along the border, because there's so much to sort out there. In the last couple of months, we've seen just the influx, and then now it's stopped somewhat, but you still have kids that are in different facilities. They're trying, the Border Patrol, or really the ICE people, are trying to sort out as fast as they can. So as we navigate here on this show and in this first hour, we'll do a couple of things, including hit the mailbag for sure, because many of you had thoughts on a whole bunch of different things, including flying again and asking if I felt it was safe or what do you think, and that kind of thing. And some of what's happening in the schools, the fight over the masks, because that's the fight that started at the beginning of this pandemic, and that hasn't changed because of the fact that now for some, there's just a couple of weeks left in school, and they're in school, but there's the argument over masking or not masking, especially if a child is sick and the people around them aren't masked, and then what's going to happen heading into the fall. And there's some universities that are sticking to, if you're vaccinated, you're welcome. If you're not, you can't be on campus. You'll have to work remotely, like Rutgers University. They were one of the first colleges to announce that, and they're making it clear they're sticking with that plan. And then you have Anthony Fauci, America's top doc, admitting he's not convinced COVID-19's origins are natural. So we're still trying to figure out what happened in Wuhan and what happened that initially exploded in China what happened in the United States and so many other places with this elusive SOB of a virus, right? Yeah. So it's going to be fun, and this is going to be a very big week on the show. We're going to talk to a couple of experts on cybersecurity after the Colonial Pipeline scare, and what does ultimately that mean for all of us, because now finally some of these gas stations in Washington, D.C. and in the Carolinas are starting to get up and running, so to speak, with more of the pumps active because it's taken just that long to sort it all out, to have the pipeline pump what they needed to pump from Houston up to the Northeast and ultimately have all of that delivered. And that's that number now is ticking up. Because remember, at one point there were 1,200 gas stations that were out of gas. And then that did affect somewhat the price of gas for everybody in the United States, even if it was only a couple of pennies or so. But in some places, it was up to, you know, 30 cents or so a gallon. And that's pretty high. You start to add that up, 30 cents. Wow. And then, of course, the sad story of the house party shooting rampage and the manhunt that was underway on Sunday for a gunman who fired at a crowded house party in New Jersey ended up killing two people and wounding 12. It could have been much worse. And you say to yourself, really? You know, as the world opens up, some of the old problems are new problems. And this was a very, very strange thing out of Fairfield Township, New Jersey. The state police were called into the scene just before midnight on Saturday, and they found the bodies of a 25-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man, one of the wounded partygoers in critical condition. They had dogs patrol the perimeter of the property because this was a big house with an expansive property. They swept the front lawn with metal detectors. I mean, it almost looked like a movie scene, frankly. I saw some video of this. And, you know, there were tents and chairs that were toppled all over the yard, and they didn't have a lot of information on what happened here. It's very close to, like, 50 minutes outside of Philadelphia, and, you know, people just ran into the woods when the shots were fired. The governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, said the party had drawn hundreds of people, and he described it as a horrible mass shooting and said no community should ever experience what happened last night in Fairfield. And he said, we urge anyone with information to step forward so those responsible can be brought to justice. And there was that pop, pop, pop sound, and it was the thing that caught people off guard and had them running in all different directions. And then ultimately, a couple of people died, like I mentioned, and then you have other people that are in various degrees of being wounded, including one of them in critical condition. And the reason I bring this up at the top is just because there were all kinds of shootings over the week, and there's always a police blotter full of this kind of stuff. But this was a really shocking one. And shocking maybe because, was it just a random deal? Was it just a case of, hey, they had this huge party and somebody knew that there were soft targets there? Or what was ultimately what happened that sent a lone gunman, it sounds like, into this situation going after, what, random people? Frightening. Vaccinations and a mix of other things as well along the way on the flip side.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
There's so much happening. If we looked underneath, yeah, it's like when you look underneath a bed. What's underneath your bed? Is there a lot of stuff there, or is it really pristine and super, super clean? I'm just guessing that there's a lot of stuff kind of shoved under the bed. And sometimes I feel like with when you listen to talk radio, tremendous talent on talk radio around the country, right? But a lot of times we hit the one thing. We're hitting the hit. We're playing the hit over and over and over again. So you know what? There's some stuff that you miss that is kind of the wow when you say, wow, I didn't know that happened. Well, of course you didn't know that happened because all these other things happen. And the nightmare is the thing that everybody's talking about. Although some would consider this to be a nightmare, Bitcoin prices have tumbled 50% from their peak. Yes, it's true. Did you invest in Bitcoin, but you did it too late? But that's the story of investing, especially if you're taking any kind of a big risk. And let's face it, what's backing cryptocurrency? Could it be a gamble that's worthwhile in the future? Could it be you get in too late? Yeah, it's kind of one of those flip a coin, which, by the way, can't be crypto because, right? You're not actually holding crypto, so you'd have to get one of those old-fashioned coins, flip it, and then you can decide what's best. 163.3 million people have been vaccinated. So if you're checking the numbers, Johns Hopkins University lets us know that's 58.3% of the eligible population 12 and older, and 49.2% of the total population. And it really is, as I said, about masks on or masks off, or what are you going to do? Kids staying masked inside classrooms. The FDA chief, a former FDA chief, was quoted as saying, for a period of time, is all right. What's the big deal? Why can't they stay masked? And other parents are saying, let my kid breathe. So there was an interview on what I call the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads on the political shows on Sunday. CBS's Face the Nation had Scott Gottlieb on, who's this former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. And he said about 85% of those above the age of 65 have been vaccinated. I just mentioned the totals. That's helped account for the drop in infections and hospitalizations. We know that. The 7-day average of new coronavirus infections in the United States fell 27,850, below 30,000 for the first time in 11 months. Sweet. This is why we're starting to feel things really look and feel and sound a lot different in our communities. So that's a huge decline. The people who are getting infected now tend to be younger, and they're not as vulnerable in a sense. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed their mask guidance. They said that fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear face coverings indoors or outdoors in most cases. So a lot of businesses, restaurants, bars, lots of retailers are saying that they're going to rely on what amounts to an honor system. Because how can you tell? You're not going to card people. It feels like when you go into a bar, you have a bouncer, but you have a vax bouncer. Show me your vaccination card. So what do you do with kids that are unvaccinated? There are trials for children under 12, but it's going to be a while before they're eligible. And then you have the classrooms indoors. And then it's hot in the summer. What do you do when you're in that situation? What do you do if you're at camp? Sometimes you'd be outdoors, but what happens when you're indoors? So once again, it's you making, as Scott Gottlieb said on Face the Nation, you have to make your own individual assessment of your risk. A crowded area with a mixed population, you don't know a lot of the people. That's different than when you get together with people you know. Or, of course, you're with people who are vaccinated where you live. And what about the pre-existing medical conditions? Are they compromised? They have an immunity system that's compromised. So public health ordinances and mandates that are put into place, that was always iffy anyway. I think ever since 9/11, I think individually you have to decide in many cases what you think is correct. And I say 9/11 because people were told in the towers, just stay where you are. It's going to be okay. People are on their way. And because the thought was they're jamming the staircases and there are going to be rescues. Well, then, of course, both buildings fell down. I know that's a wild analogy, but this is a huge crisis, too. And was. And could be in the future. So we have states that lifted their mask mandates with this shift. And they're doing away with COVID-related restrictions. But I think masks, even though we're seeing the biggest tug of war with kids in classrooms, I think masks now in some areas, and probably in most areas, and let me know if this is the case in yours, are accepted. Because who cares? If someone wants to wear a mask, they wear it. If they don't wear a mask, they don't wear it. I don't know that are you being ostracized if you decide you want to wear a mask? Because nobody knows what your condition is. You may have a horrible underlying condition and don't feel safe. So once again, just like we did in the beginning of the pandemic, our unofficial poll, mask on, mask off. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I think it's mixed. Although I will say I was in a live music outdoor setting and there were people that were masked, mostly younger, But there were lots of people that weren't masked. This is probably how the world goes for a while. I mean, more than this year? Maybe, yeah. What happens with the variants? What happens with the totals? That will all come into play as well. But it is up to you. It is absolutely up to you. All right, sad story here. A cable car collapsed in northern Italy. 14 people were killed. You can imagine over the weekend that there are people that are sightseeing. It was an Alpine cable car. It was plugged into the mountains in northern Italy. One of the victims was a child. There were a couple of others that were taken by helicopter to a hospital. This car was mangled. There were two downed cables next to a row of pine trees above Lake Maggiore. It happened at a high point on this 20-minute ride. It starts lakeside and leads to a popular viewing area 5,000 feet above sea level in an area that includes a ski resort and amusement park. I mean, this is pretty significant. The cables were high off the ground at that point on the course. And this is a cable system, or how they ran it. It started in 1970 anyway. Two cars, one stop at a midway point between the lakeside and the mountaintop. It's a big, big tourist area. 75 minutes from Milan. So very sad to see that. I mean, they're investigating, of course, but shock. Just one of those wild tragedies. You got to figure families were looking to see that view. And see, you know, that particular point, that particular vantage point. And I didn't realize this, but because of this accident and more that's being dug up in Italy, but there have been a lot of infrastructure-related accidents, or most recently, anyway, there's been a bunch. A highway bridge in Genoa, a collapse during a rainstorm. 40 people were killed there. A ski gondola disaster in 98. A low-flying U.S. Marine Corps aircraft that severed a cable, causing 20 people to plunge to their deaths. Sad, right? Especially, I think, of tourist things I've done on those cars, and I never think twice. Oh, you have this cable, or look at these trees. It is a freak weird thing, but I bet some of you have done that, where you've taken those cable cars to the top. I've probably done it 20 different times in different areas. In the summertime, where normally there would be skiing in the winter. Mailbag, headed there next.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A birthday party in New Jersey ended in gunfire early Sunday morning. At least 14 people shot and 2 killed. 10 others wounded in downtown Minneapolis last night. 2 people, including the suspect, were killed, and a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed in Ohio, among 8 people who were shot at a park. A raucous party in Southern California led to mass arrests on Saturday night. More than 150 people arrested. A viral video on a social media app invited anyone to a birthday party in Huntington Beach, police declaring the event an unlawful assembly. The Texas State Senate passed a bill Saturday to prohibit schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory. This comes after a school district in Georgia this week voted to approve a resolution that would prevent certain divisive concepts of race from being taught in the classroom. Quasi-Marxist doctrine has risen to new prominence following the rise of far-left groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. This is USA Radio News. After 11 days of fighting that left more than 250 people dead and hundreds more injured, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Many Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. Four Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One America News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire long-lasting. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
At least 14 people died and 3 seriously injured when a cable apparently snapped as a cable car was headed up a mountainside in Italy, plunging more than 60 feet to the ground on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Big shout out to Joe, Jack, Mac, Attack, NMB, why? Because all of them wanted my reaction to Phil Mickelson becoming the oldest major winner. He won the PGA Championship. I'll just take this one from Joe. Yo, Delaney, I know that you're a big golf fan. You were probably watching what was going on at Kiawah Island. Wondered if you ever played there, and what did you think of old Lefty's win? Oh, I loved it. I have been a Mickelson fan forever. I mean, listen, a lot of people that I've played golf with, I shouldn't say a lot, but a handful are lefties, and I feel for the lefty. And I had a chance to interview him a couple of times, and I just like his easygoing style. And so, yeah, I was cheering for him. And the fact that he's now the oldest in the record books, cool. 6 majors. And I like his easygoing style. He wasn't easygoing on this last day, though. I shouldn't say easygoing. He just normally, he would be joking and kind of yipping it up. He wasn't doing that. But, of course, he was trying to win the PGA Championship, so he's a little more serious in the way he approached everything. But he was giving fans who were screaming for him thumbs ups, you know, every place he was going when he was walking from the green to the tee and all that in between. And he had some really incredible shots. I watched it from end to end, and that's unusual for me because we're doing so many other things on the agenda when it comes to the weekend and getting ready for the week and with the show and everything else. But it was one of those kickback, you know what, I'm going to watch this and see. So you all were right to send me that. I'm going to watch this and see if he does it, because he was being challenged. It was crazy the way that thing started off, but it was really inspirational to see it. It was. I mean, he pushed through, and he he pounced on some big holes and he made it happen. I mean, just looking at what he did, making a birdie putt on the fifth hole, where you just saw the little bit of the grin from Lefty and the little bit of the fist pump, little, not too much. And there was some really crazy heart stopping moments, I think, during that final round, and good for him. 50 years old. And it hadn't been done in golf. So, yeah. You think this is like the era of the Tom Brady's, the Phil Mickelsons. And what do they show to average Joes and Janes? Get in shape, mentally and physically. What could you do if you look at what they're doing? And that's part of it. That's part of his story. And he dropped a bunch of weight. He mentally was really holding it together. And there's so much about the mind and the championship mindset. I talk about it in this book. You hear me talk about the, deal your own destiny. That anybody I interviewed, whether it was business or sports or average Joe and Janes, how were they successful? They had that package where mentally they really visualized and thought that they could do it. So that's what I think about that. I thought it was pretty, pretty amazing. I enjoyed watching it. Then there's this one from Aaron, who's listening to us in Los Angeles. Kate, I listen to you when I'm inland at my mom's house, and then I get it too in Los Angeles. Very sad what happened to those people at that party in Huntington Beach. There's all kinds of wild violence, and they probably didn't talk about it so much across the country as they've talked about it here, some of the specifics, but the crowd was out of control. There was 150 cops or so that had to go to Huntington Beach to quell the crowd, and it was chaos. A lot of people got booked and charged for vandalism, illegal fireworks, and some other things. I think it could have been a much worse situation. Yeah, it did make national news, if you will, but I'm sure you have different details from L.A. because that just led all over the place. But the crowd got bigger and ended up moving to downtown Huntington Beach. And they weren't prepared for that. This was a Saturday night thing. 2,500 and just got bigger. And then the bottles start and the rocks and fireworks and officers come and it gets nasty. And there's an emergency curfew that had to be thrown out at 11:30 on Saturday until 5:30 on Sunday for parts of Huntington Beach. And sure, there were people arrested, juveniles and adults, and big crowds go to Huntington Beach. Is always kind of the epicenter. If you look at Long Beach and Anaheim and all those areas in between, it's I don't think they've seen anything like that, but Huntington Beach is a gathering spot, and it turned into that. Let's move to another one. This one is from Chris. Chris says, Kate, I know we're reaching these critical markers or milestones or whatever you call them when it comes to vaccination. Do you know what the top states are? I think what you mean, because it's pretty short and sweet, that who's vaccinated the most. So Connecticut, Hawaii, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and Vermont have vaccinated at least 70% of their adult population. 25 states and Washington, D.C. have fully vaccinated at least half of their adult populations. And I said this earlier, you're almost at that 61% of U.S. adults. And then 49 fully vaccinated. But demand for shots is way down. Which means what? If the community isn't fully vaccinated, then they're not getting the widespread protection levels, or at least that's what we think, right? CDC published something last week that talked about the average daily pace of COVID-19 vaccinations was down almost 50% from its April peak. So beg, borrow, steal, give away millions of dollars, something to get more people vaccinated. this is pretty much what's happening, a vaccine push. But some Americans say they don't feel ready to shed their face masks, go into crowds, and feel like they need to get a vaccine. But the more people that get vaccinated, they're doing you a favor, because it would probably be progressively more safe to be out and about again. The protection. So that helps everyone, except for the people who aren't helping everyone by getting vaccinated. And I know I just had this discussion with somebody tonight. She got one vaccine, didn't get the other one because she had a terrible reaction to the Pfizer vaccine and felt like, why am I getting another vaccine? So if I get half the coverage, I have half the coverage or almost half the coverage. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced adults who get vaccinated in some mass vax sites will be given a lottery ticket, that's what I was referring to, with a chance to win as much as $5 million. Woo! $5 million and a vaccine? You mean all I have to do is get vaccinated and you're going to give me possibly $5 million? That's a lot of coin for somebody that didn't believe in it and then got vaccinated. What a leap that would be, wouldn't it? Definitely. Ugh, a huge leap, no less. And I got this one from Jolene. That's like that song, Jolene. I like that song. Jolene is listening to us in West Virginia. Kate, my three daughters were busy watching those award shows. I think it was Billboard award shows. And they said something about Gabby Barrett, who is one of their favorites, who won 3 awards for the night. And dang if they didn't play me one of her songs. And I thought she was pretty darn good. Yeah, she was the top country female artist. So she beat out, like, Carrie Underwood for that. That's a big deal when you beat out someone like her. And she ended up, you know, she was nominated for 9 awards. She took home 3 in all. And looked pretty happy to be on stage, pretty happy to be accepting the awards. And, you know, good for her. She is, I want to say she's like 21 years old. And she's a former American Idol contestant. How about that? And she's actually with another former contestant. They met competing in season 16 and became engaged, got married, and now they're having a baby, I think. They had a baby in the beginning of January. So she was a big hit. She's a big draw, for sure. I like the story because it's a contestant that's on American Idol that actually turns into the real deal, which there have been a few of those. From obscurity, we don't know you, to competing, to, oh, now you're getting a Billboard Music Award. In a short amount of time, within a handful of years. That's pretty good, I would say. And then finally, this last one, and this one is from Leaf, who says, Kate, I laughed out loud when you did that thing about Bennifer and who cares. You're right. Why do we care what Jennifer Lopez does and who she meets and what happened to A-Rod and what's going on with Ben Affleck? If we care more about that than their own posse does, ooh, something is wrong. And it is wild that in our society more people know the names of celebrities and can dish on them than who represent them in Congress. Touche. You can always email me too, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're going to love this. So how many of you raise your hands? Because, you know, I have that special way to figure out if people across America and the world are raising their hands. How many of you know what an NFT is? I'm going to explain. A non-fungible token. Remember that. What is a non-fungible token? It's a piece of data that's stored on a digital ledger blockchain. That's what the digital ledger is. It certifies that this digital asset is unique and not interchangeable. Get it? NFTs, a non-fungible token. Keep following me. I swear it gets good. NFTs can represent photos, videos, audio, and any other kind of digital files. So, NFTs started to attract attention back in March when Vig Sundarsarian, or Metacoven, that's the nickname of this guy, paid $69 million for a Beeple NFT. And you're saying to yourself, what is a Beeple? And, well, first of all, it's he said he bought it, Metacoven bought it, because He said he had the opportunity to be part of a very important shift in how art has been perceived for centuries. So this Beeple is an artist. It's a piece of art. Now, NFTs have, because of that especially, have exploded. Like NBA video highlights, memes, digital art, a tweet sold for six or seven figures. Proponents say NFTs assign ownership of any digital asset on the blockchain and won't only change the art world, but could be applied to other things like homes and property. And so the sale of NFTs have topped 500 million. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of people, probably some of you listening to me around the world, who are going to adopt this medium to monetize art. There will be, especially in art, there's going to be an economy around it. I believe that. Because it's allowed artists in the Philippines, Thailand, India to make their first 1,000 or 500 on the internet. Sundar Sarian didn't say how much he's prepared to pay for the work initially. It's going into Christie's auction, and it had a ceiling price that was $69.3 million, higher than what he paid. And he has been investing in cryptocurrencies and crypto companies since 2013. He said he started a company with no money, began working for crypto companies, and was able to invest early in fast-growth companies that have grown up around the crypto economy. So how much is he worth on paper? It depends on the crypto market. And I guess he's invested in all kinds of crypto, which makes sense that he would get a Beeple. And what would it be worth in 10 years or down the line or any of that? So check this out. There is this video on YouTube that has a massive amount of people that have watched it. It went viral. An enormous amount of people have watched this Charlie Bit My Finger. It's just one of those little pieces of internet history. So I want you to hear it. You can't see, but I want you to hear what it sounds like. And here it is.
Charlie bit me. Ah.
That little bit you saw there, that was just something that was put on YouTube that parents of these kids filmed. It went on YouTube and 883 million people have viewed it. So this Charlie Bit My Finger, there was an NFT auction that started on Saturday. So 14 years since the video was first uploaded to YouTube. Whoever wins the auction can make a parody of the video featuring the now teenage brothers, which is what the website that sold this said, and they also will own the very original copy of it. So they'll have the very first copy of it. So it was auctioned off as a non-fungible token, an NFT, for $760,999. Drop the mic. Yes. Imagine family puts this thing up 14 years ago. Ah, ha, ha, it's funny. People also just decide to look at it. It gets passed around, viewed crazy amount of times. They decide 14 years later, wow, these NFTs are pretty interesting. We have a piece of video that's viral. Let's put it out there. Let's see what happens. They put it out there. It's going to be deleted from YouTube, according to a website set up by the families. And the video is still on YouTube, but it's going to get taken down. It was just an enormous bidding war. And it skyrocketed. I mean, it's 55 seconds long, for goodness sake. But it does go back to a more innocent time in the history of the internet and YouTube. I mean, for, ow, Charlie, that really hurts. Crazy. But the family cashed in. It's a meme maker thing. It's an NFT. It's a digital work of art. It's a collectible. And it is authentic, and it has scarcity. So it sells for higher prices when you have that, and that was definitely one of those. That's pretty sweet for that family, right? Oh, this old piece of video, we've seen it plenty of times. Now somebody else is going to have the original, and how much can we get? More than half a million? Are you kidding me? 760,000 plus? Wah! That is a mic drop. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go into your search engine, whatever it is, and put NFTs, and you will see the information pop up, and it's pretty much exactly how I described it. It's, I know it's strange. You just have to think of it. Non-fungible token. Non-fungible token. A quick follow-up here at the end, because last week we talked about this a lot, talking about the situation between Israel and Hamas and what will happen and what and when does the fighting stop, the Gaza Strip. I guess the best case scenario is the stalemate and it returns to the status quo. There's not a one-state solution so far. Israel is expanding settlements and controlling most of the power. The Palestinians are politically disadvantaged, economically disadvantaged, and marginalized in this scenario. But will it change? I don't think so. I think it just stays as it is. Because that violence for 11 days was wreaked havoc and more devastation in Gaza than in Israel. So the idea of outsiders coming up with some sort of Middle East peace, I would say, is tough right now. The best option is to stay put for now. But where does it end up in the future? The peace talks and the dynamics of where it is don't really bode well for a future solution anytime soon. Imagine if you lived in Gaza. Boy, you see some of that damage. And those kids that were killed. Oof, sad stuff, my friends. Music means I gotta step aside. Thanks to Eric Salazar for his great work on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. We're all in it together. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.